It's okay. Take off.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to handle the call to worship today, and I just wanted to read a few verses here out of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. He did it all. He does it all. Just sit back and enjoy it.
Amen.
So we'll not forget all of his benefits as we praise and worship him today, because he is worthy of it.
For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory.
Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God,
our God. And if our God is for us, who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against?
Y'all sing this during the week. It's just such a great confession.
I was just about to say, I love that song. I love songs like that that are like a reminder. You know, it's like, yes,
it's true.
He's greater. He's power. He's with us. Never leave us.
And so, we need to remind ourselves about that often.
There's nothing worth more that can ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your good. Pray this. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God,
God is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Inhabit our praise this morning, God. So good to be in the meeting place today with the family of God. Lord, be the head of the church this morning. And let nutrition flow from the head down to the body as we connect together through the Word of God, through prayer, through the singing, together, joining our hearts and our thoughts towards you, Father.
Yes, come, Lord
Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Come, Spirit of God.
Oh.
Come, Spirit of God. Breathe afresh upon us today. We need your presence, don't we? His presence will change your life. His presence will make a victor out of a victim. His presence will just overwhelm sometimes. Sometimes I just stand in his presence and cry. Just so powerful. There's nothing compared. Nothing compared to the presence of God in a person's life. I'd like to invite you, give you an invitation to know him. To know him deeper. If there's a struggle going on in your life today that maybe is causing you to look at the struggle rather than looking at the one who can solve the problem, I'd like to invite you this morning after service. Let us pray with you. Let us bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless everybody I meet. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Because I know where my help comes from. Amen. My help comes from the Lord. You may be seated this morning. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. He's an awesome God. Nothing compares. Just get overwhelmed in his presence, right? Amen. We have some special announcements. Our pastor is... he may be pitching baseball this morning. I don't know. He may be still in bed. We don't know. But he's enjoying some time with some brothers that he loves and having a great time of fellowship. So let's just bless him today with prayer and cover him and his journey and let him be blessed and moved upon by the presence of God himself, even right where he's at today. July the 1st, Brother Jeremiah Mlalosa. And he'll say, Kunjani Nganamami, Ofigasondwene. He's a Zulu. If you don't know him, you will. You'll be blessed by his presence because the anointing of God is mighty upon his life. God uses this man in a mighty way. I have been with him and seen miracles happen just in his presence, just being with him. Will bless your heart. He's bringing his son with him this time. Bongani will be with him. And he's now speaks English. He now understands a whole lot more than he used to. So he was with us before. And we'll just say that he was with us before. But God is radically changing the culture in South Africa. And Jeremiah wants to share with us what God has been doing in South Africa. On July the 1st, he will be here to bring the morning message. And then July the 1st in the afternoon, starting at 5 o'clock, we'll be having the awesome cookout at the Moore's Farm. Fishing, swimming. We may even throw in a baptism if somebody wants to get baptized. Whatever God wants to do, that's what we want to do. We want to be a part of what God's doing in the kingdom today. So we'll just trust that you'll come and be blessed because I'm telling you, it is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. There'll be canoeing on the lake, swimming, whatever you want to do. And I think there'll be more to come with that. Bring a dish and remember to bring a lawn chair and a fishing pole. Because there is a lot of fish in that lake, I promise you. This is kind of important, and I think everyone, this is just this is just me, okay? I think everyone should have their concealed carry. I think every one of us should avail ourselves of that. It's a sign-up sheet's on the back table. I personally think we all should have a concealed carry license, just in case we want to carry. Just between you and God. If you don't want to carry, that's fine. But it's a freedom. It's a freedom to us. And I want to express that as a freedom. So Pastor Terry is needing a few volunteers to help work with him with the Mercer Resource Ministry. It's extremely rewarding. And it's not a lot of time that you have to put into it. It's just volunteers. Many hands make light work, as the old saying goes. So if you're interested, there'll be a lot more information coming, a lot more details coming concerning that. And Terry will share more about it. But if you're interested in volunteering, see Pastor Terry. July the 15th, be sure and bring all the items that you need for Gail Bailey. Gail, you want to say anything about that? Anything more? You got everybody, there was a list of the items that she needed before, right? Has been passed out. It's on the back, okay? It's on the back. I haven't looked to the back page. I know we win. That's all I care. You know, I don't need to read the last page anymore. I know we win. Amen? But there again, look on the back page. There's all the items that is needed. July the 15th, the Willows, and then July the 29th, His Heart will be here. Oh, what a blessing that's going to be. They are awesome. So some people don't get excited about the hymns and the Southern gospel music and stuff, but man, I'm telling you what, the older I get, the more I enjoy it. I sing hymns every day at the nursing home, and I share hymns, and can I sing? No, I wouldn't sing in front of you. But the elderly, they don't care. They just love for somebody to come and sing. So I share the hymns almost daily with the elders there. Even if it's just a one-on-one or someone who's in the bed and can't get out of bed, I'll go in and just sing a hymn. And you would not believe what a blessing that is to their lives. I've seen them just lay there and cry, tears just coming off their face because of the anointing of the Lord. It's not George, I promise you, it's not my voice. It's the anointing of the Lord and how He uses music to change lives. That song we just sang a while ago brought tears to my eyes. It will change your life. Music is a tool in the hands of God to reach into the heart of people and change them. It's powerful. Powerful. This morning, Rock would like to share just birthdays first. You want to do those first? Okay. Birthdays. Okay.
There will be a potluck when His Heart is here. We will have many guests, so we need to feed lots of people. I will have a sign-up sheet next week with instructions and further details. So I'm just giving you a heads up to be prepared.
And we will be buying the meat. Meat will be provided by the church, so don't worry about any of the meat, just the vegetables and desserts and all that stuff that goes along with the meat meal.
Another information about the conceal and carry. I talked to the trainer, and if we get seven or eight people, it'll be discounted, so it may be $65. So sign-up sheet back there. There's also a sign-up sheet for anybody interested in the Sunday school in the Dust of the Rabbi. You'll sign up, I'll go ahead and order the books. They're about $7. It's a 5-week session. So we'll start July and finish August.
Maybe July. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do our birthdays. I know we've got a couple of birthdays coming up on Thursday. We've got Cleo Sanders. Yay, Cleo. Happy birthday. And then Talitha, she's probably working today, isn't she? Brian, you want to stand and take this for her? Okay. For Talitha, amen. And then Saturday, Eric Lee, who just got married, right? Aaron got married. Sorry. Eric, we're not going to push him through yet. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Anything else that needs to be announced this morning? We will do prayer requests, but we'll just do all the announcements, and then we'll do prayer requests. Any other announcements? I would like to just make an announcement about my father-in-law. He is now under hospice care. He's in Central Baptist, and Debbie's there with him today. They're doing just care measures only, comfort measures only right now. So Richard Warren, and he does know the Lord. He told me the other day, he said, I've made peace with God. That's all that matters. Are you at peace with God? Nothing else matters in this life. You know, sin will either keep you from God or God will keep you from sin, one or the other. So nothing else matters but peace with God. But I would just ask that if you want to do anything, message Debbie. Don't post anything on social media because her nieces from Australia don't know yet. They're on their way in. From Australia, so don't post anything on social media because she doesn't want them to know until they get here. And they're all on Facebook. Trust me, if you aren't on Facebook, you're not in the know. But sometimes it's good to not be in the know, right? Brother Rock, would you like to share? And then we'll take prayer requests, please.
I want to remind you that our new July calendars are on the back table to pick up, and thank you, Colleen, for making that calendar pretty. I want to share about Kalen real quick. Kalen was supposed to start this trial. You've been hearing this forever. He hadn't got to do it because his kidney messed up and he had to have a stent. And so hopefully he is going down Tuesday to start the trial. He's been battling prostate cancer for about 8 years and he's 51 years old. 55. So I appreciate your prayers that he will be. One thing, it's a 3.5-hour drive, and you can understand being, you know, having this health problem and having to drive 3.5 hours, and he's having trouble finding anybody to take him, and so he's going to try to drive down. So just pray that he'll be able to make the drive and that the trial will be successful. He'll be able to start it. Yes, ma'am.
And the trial is for an experimental.
Yes, it. Yes, I'm sorry. It's a trial for the disease. It's something that causes the DNA, attacks the DNA of the cancer, and it's just something new before it divides. And it's had some success, so hopefully he'll be one of those. You know, I used to think of our place as a little country church on the edge of town. There's an old song that was back during the Jesus movement that a group sang called Little Country Church on the Edge of Town. And, you know, we're really, even though we call ourselves a church, this is just the meeting place. You know, the church is people who have been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. The scripture says, by one spirit are we all baptized into one body and made to drink of the self same spirit, I think the verse goes on to say. So, you know, we're baptized into Christ and we're in the body of Christ, but yet, you know, we have different churches with names over the doors or meeting place. And from time to time, someone wants to be identified with our church and they wonder how. Well, we don't have a letter of transfer. It's not by giving a big tithe that you get in. It's not by, you know, shaking the preacher's hand. We just ask people who want to say, you know, I feel home here. This is my home for now. And I would like to identify. I'd like to let my brothers and sisters in this building know that I want to identify as this is, you know, my home for now. And we usually do it just by confession of faith. So, Lord's been dealing with Victoria Nash. Victoria, would you come up? She would like to do that this morning. The Lord spoke to her very specifically, and we just want to, she's worshipped with us for quite a while. I met Victoria when I was on the board at the Christian school, and she was the secretary there. And so, just want to ask you, Victoria, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, Son of the living God, that he's God's Son, that he died for our sins, was dead and buried on the third day, he rose, and have you received his provision, his sacrifice, that you might be born again and have the life of God come within you? Have you done that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Victoria, we just want to welcome you into the fellowship of the Harrisburg Community Church. And I already know you didn't want to say anything, right? Okay. So if y'all would, make sure you say hi to Victoria after the service, okay?
Thank you.
Bless you.
It's always powerful to hear testimonies of the goodness of God. That's something we ought to put in our bulletin. Do you have a testimony you would like to share? We might not even get to have church sometime. Testimonies might be so many that God would just overtake. I've seen it happen. Testimonies are powerful because what they do is they say, God intervened in my life. Or God interrupted the devil where my life was concerned. Powerful. Powerful testimonies. I've seen people get saved at testimonials. It's good. That's good news. You start sharing about Jesus and God gets excited. I get excited. Cold chill. Woo. Let's have a prayer time this morning. Anyone got a prayer request that they'd like to share with us this morning? Hands up, hands up. Me.
Joel Odell posted on Facebook that his daughter Leah had her tonsils out and is having trouble with bleeding. So I'd like our church body to pray for her, Leah Odell.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook and prayed for it immediately. Anyone else got a prayer request this morning? Yeah, Dave?
As most of you know, Hope was in the hospital a little bit over a week ago, and she's not recovering well at all from this here. Yesterday, she pretty much got up and went from one chair to another chair throughout the whole day and just cannot get up any kind of energy. And certainly the coughing that goes along with COPD is just destructive to her system. So I appreciate all the prayers that you have for her. I appreciate all the prayers that you gave for me last week while I was down a little bit was kind of the same. So we thank you. Thank you kindly. We certainly thank and love the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, this church loves John Choppa, and John Choppa needs surgery badly. And he doesn't have any way to provide for his family while he recovers. I just think while he's not here today, it's a good time to pray for him and his family.
I have, y'all have been praying for two of my sisters, and I ask you to continue to do so. Lenora, one of them, will be traveling here next weekend with her children, and they will be staying with Bill and I for probably close to a month. And I just ask for her traveling mercy. She has a hard time sitting for a very long time because of the collapsed disc in her back and all of it that entails. But I'm also asking prayer for another sister, Delinda is her name, who had foot surgery on the 13th for a collapsed arch. She is a diabetic and has neuropathy pretty significantly and had wounds that would not heal because of this collapsed arch. She sent pictures to me this week on the phone, and I'll be glad to share them with someone who wants to see them, but they're pretty gruesome. She's got a halo, if you know what that is, around her leg in three places to completely immobilize her. Many of you will remember several years ago I was immobile for 3 months. She will be that way for at least 3 months and could be up to 18 months. The doctor's very, very pleased with her prognosis and progress so far, but it's only a week or so in. And I am just seeking prayer for her for full recovery. She's single. And has all those responsibilities. Her children are all out of the home, but she has to provide for herself. And we're just asking for a miraculous recovery, that in 3 months she will be back on her feet, back on her job, and able to care for herself. Because right now she's dependent solely on her children and any neighbors and friends that God touches their heart to come in and help her. So Delinda Gill is her name.
Linda Gill, please remember that.
I think that you were talking about testimonies and how important they are. And it says, and I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Good work.
Prayers of Thanksgiving for my brother. He was going to fly up yesterday to visit with me, and he called me back and said, had a tractor accident, it rolled over on me. So fortunately, it didn't kill him. It just squeezed his calf and bruised his shoulder. So prayers of Thanksgiving. He's 77, so yeah.
Amen. Give thanks in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Give thanks. Amen. Anyone else? Stand with me. We're going to stand in the presence of the Lord this morning. And I'm going to ask you, those of you who have heard the request, the prayer request this morning, I'm going to ask you to go to the Lord in prayer. God hears each of us. So if you would, pray. Amen. Someone else. Amen. Healing, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. Go to the roof. Yes, Lord. Healing. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else?